The DuQuoin State Fair is still over a month away, but people are talking about it, and that conversation centers around a band that was booked to play the grandstand but now won't be appearing. The group Confederate Railroad was signed to perform, then the Pritzker administration pulled the plug on that show. Gabriel Neely Streit is a reporter with the Southern Illinoisan newspaper, and he's been reporting on the decision and the fallout, and he joins us now. Gabriel, what was the reasoning that was given behind the administration's move to call off this show?
Well, for a long time, there wasn't much of a reason given. There was a one-line statement that basically said that the state felt that canceling the show would be in the best interest of, you know, representing all citizens of the state. It wasn't until, you know, this kind of thing has blown up that we got a more detailed explanation of who canceled the show and why the state believes that it's not appropriate to have a band called Confederate Railroad and that uses symbols like the Confederate flag on, you know, t-shirts and merchandise. Not appropriate to have a band like that at a state venue.
And that decision is certainly left up to the fair or the administration to decide. But what was interesting, I think, about this was that the band was already signed to play, even announced to the public, and then the change took place. So a very public reversal here that happened by the Pritzker administration, apparently someone higher up weighing in on that decision.
Right. Well, you know, it was originally done very quietly. You know, we noticed that the band had been removed from the lineup, and I think the first people to ask the administration about it and even prompt that initial brief explanation was the DuQuoin Weekly newspaper. So it is also kind of a nice indication of the way that the importance still of very hyper small town, you know, news in creating a larger statewide conversation.
This is a band that has been around for a while. They didn't just come on the scene a couple of years ago. They've been playing for many years. I believe they may have played the fair before.
Yeah, you know, they do a whole circuit of fairs, you know, and that's a lot of their summertime concerts. And, you know, I don't think they're the first band to play. I mean, other folks who are playing currently or have played have reached out expressing their support for the band. The band itself has made some comments about, you know, to them, the name representing their Southern heritage and rebelliousness. So, yeah, they don't appear to be directly advocating for, you know, any kind of like slavery or any other sort of the dark legacy of the Civil War and the way we associate what we associate with the word Confederate.
You know, you can look at it from an administration viewpoint of feeling as though this is something not appropriate. They feel to be displayed at the fair or to be promoted by the fair. At the other end of that spectrum, you have people who are saying, now, wait a minute, this is a freedom of speech issue or, you know, some type of censorship that's taking place.
Right. There's a couple, I think, issues going on here. One issue is freedom of speech, and the other issue is just representation. You know, I think people in Southern Illinois, some are frustrated with the idea that folks in Springfield or Chicago might decide what kind of entertainment they get to enjoy. And their feeling is like, well, it's obvious a lot of people in Southern Illinois wanted to go see Confederate Railroad. And it's not really fair that, in this case, we learned later, basically a few senior officials from the Pritzker administration were responsible for the cancellation. You know, people feel that it's not really fair. But then, like you said, also there's this larger debate going on about freedom of expression and whether there's something materially different about, you know, the Confederate flag being represented on a state fairground versus an artist like Snoop Dogg, the rapper who's going to perform at the Springfield State Fair and who has, you know, lyrics that some people might find offensive that include, you know, denigrating women and, you know, talking about glorifying violence, including against police officers. There's a lot of people down here who feel that, you know, that's just as objectionable as the Confederate flag is.
And a local state representative from your area has raised that same point, Representative Terry Bryant, a Republican. She met with the administration. What did she say took place?
I don't think she got what she wanted out of the meeting. You know, her goal was to get them to reinstate Confederate Railroad. And the folks she met with told her that's not happening. She felt like she tried to show them why she believes that Snoop Dogg and Confederate Railroad are essentially equivalent in terms of how objectionable they are. And then the Pritzker administration expressed its own view, which is that, you know, the Confederate flag is a very powerful symbol, and that it continues to be used in, you know, by white supremacists, and that it, you know, it's not something that people might feel safe or comfortable around, and it's never going to be appropriate. Terry's position is that you should either, you know, cancel both shows, which would then, of course, have a larger First Amendment implication of, well, should we cancel every show where an artist says something that people might find objectionable, or you should cancel neither one. And her overall stance, she thinks, is that, you know, both should be allowed to play. She said, I would never fly a Confederate flag, and I consider it to be a symbol of slavery, but I would not stop my neighbor from flying a flag in front of their house if they so chose.
Well, this might have gone, as you mentioned, somewhat unnoticed. Certainly local media might have picked up on it. But what I think seems to have gotten more people's attention has been an effort that's underway to try to at least call for a boycott of the DuQuoin State Fair. I believe there's a Facebook page for that that
yep.
seems to be gaining some momentum. How serious does that seem to be?
It's grown really fast. The Facebook page was created on July 4th. 6 days later, it's got over 4,000 members. Part of that, I mean, and I spoke with the guy who started the Facebook page, who's a local guy, and he said he has no way of knowing really how many of those people are local people. And there is a question about that, given the fact that the story's been picked up pretty heavily by, like, national conservative outlets. So, like, Fox News commentators like Todd Starnes and Glenn Beck had it on his Blaze TV network. It's possible that people are piling into this Facebook group from outside the region, but, you know, I've spent a good amount of time on it for my reporting, and I think that there are a lot of people in it and a lot of people who are pretty interested in trying to make their opinion felt in Springfield through a boycott. The interesting thing is that there's a lot of different opinions about the most effective way to boycott the fair, and also the potential danger of doing that, given that the fair has lost attendance year over year recently and is widely regarded down here to be in pretty dire financial straits. I mean, to the point that people worry it might disappear someday, which would be unfortunate because it's a pretty big economic driver for a small town and a region that needs it.
Well, just before I let you go, the night that Confederate Railroad was supposed to play the fair, is there still a concert that's going to be taking the stage that evening?
Yeah, two other country bands will still play that night at the DuQuoin Grandstand, and Confederate Railroad just announced that it will be performing a makeup show about a week later, September 5th, at a motorcycle dealership down here in southern Illinois. So it'll be interesting to see how well attended that is and how many people decide to boycott the state fair this year.
The DuQuoin State Fair runs August 23rd through September the 2nd, Labor Day. Thanks to Gabriel Neely Streit. He's a reporter with the Southern Illinois newspaper for joining us here on Statewide. Thanks, Gabriel.
Thank you.